Hey all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to rant about stuff that pisses me off, like school kids and trying to sell stuff on eBay. Also, I'm going to roast the news and talk about some crazy dreams I had this weekend. Let's get into the pod. So, time for a drinking game. I'm a complete asshole, and when I talk, I always click my teeth. So yeah, when you're listening to the podcast, what I want you to do, every time I click my teeth, take a shot. I'm guaranteed to get you fucked up in 15 minutes. Let's go. So, I'm trying real hard to get canceled, so let's start off with this. I fucking hate kids. No. Okay, but seriously. So, I go to work in the morning, 7:30, and if I don't beat the school bus out of my driveway, it stops. And so I think it was like Tuesday, the school bus goes down and they're stopping. They're picking up kids. Kids are supposed to be out at the bus stop on time. You know, it's parents' job to kind of help the kids get along, be punctual. But what kills me is the school bus stopped at like an angle. So I couldn't get around it. And no one from the other direction was coming through as well. So I watch the mom come out of the house and like fumble around on the deck. And then the dog escaped, and then the dog was running around the yard, and the mom was like, "Hey, Fido!" or whatever the fuck, chasing the dog down. And it's like, "Lady, get inside and get your fucking kid ready. I'm waiting." It's 7 minutes before I backed the truck up and I went back up the hill. Like, God damn it, if you can't get inside and put your kids' shoes on, like, the kid should fucking walk to work, to school. Like, give me a break, lady. So, like I said, not the kids' fault, but the parents really need to fucking help out and get their kids ready. And it just nothing infuriates me more than getting stuck behind a school bus. I'm already late for work because I can't drag my ass out of bed because I hate my fucking job. So I did some cleaning this weekend and, you know, just getting rid of some shit. And then I thought I'd sell some stuff. So I thought it'd be a good idea to just, you know, use the Facebook Marketplace. I've had success selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace before. And I have a couple grills in the garage. So, you know, cleaned those, took some photos, put them up on Facebook Marketplace. No takers. Upstairs in the attic, there's, like, I had a lot of used video games and DVDs. You know, I thought, well, GameStop's basically out of business. Even if I did take them to GameStop, they'd give me a few dollars a pop. So I laid them out and I took a picture of all these old video games that I had. $20 for all of them. Within like 30 minutes, offers started flying in. Like, hey, I'll give you 20 right now. I'll give you 40. I'll give you 60. And then they were going back and forth. I'm like, holy fuck, what do I have here? And so it's like, oh, the bidding went all the way up to 90. And so it's annoying because guys are haggling back and forth over $5. So I just paused for a second and I, you know, got on eBay and I got to looking to see what I actually had. And I'm like, oh, I fucked up. Like, after pricing some of the stuff, I had over $370 worth of video games. And so I told the guy, yeah, I fucked up. You can have it all for 90, right? Just come on over. And, well, he couldn't make it that day, so he canceled. Like, okay, so I told the other guy. And then the other guy was like, well, I'll take it for 20 now. And I'm like, fuck you, buddy. Like, I know what I've got. So you take it for 90, and then you could sell it all, and you could make, you know, $100 plus profit. Like, I just didn't want to sell them all at once. But then he was like, nah, fuck you. And I'm like, I don't fucking get, like, hagglers. I've had it before where I sold a car before, and people will fucking message you. You got a $1,000 car. People will message you and be like, I'll give you 500 cash. Like, come on, asshole. No, just, you know what it's worth. I know what it's worth. Just fucking take the deal, or don't fucking waste my time. So, I ended up just going using eBay and scanning in all the things one at a time this weekend and putting them up for sale. So yeah, we'll see. I couldn't believe, like, some of the old video games are selling for just as much now as they did when they were brand new. I suppose they stopped making them, and, you know, a lot of guys are getting into, like, retro video gaming, and so that's a big deal. But, yeah, people on, I'm going to stop using Facebook Marketplace. It can go fuck itself. I think I'll just use eBay from now on, because that's a much better deal. All right, so I had another really weird dream this weekend. I swear I need to take fucking medication for all the hallucinations that I have at nighttime. Okay, so this dream, it started off, it was the summertime, and I was really hot outside, and I just remember, like, I was riding a bike, not a motorcycle, but my bicycle, which never fucking happens, but I was riding this bicycle, and, like, the sweat was dripping down my back and going into my ass crack, and I was on a bike trail, and there was people around me, and this guy was riding by me, and he come up to the side of me, and he said to me, he's like, "Hey, does it feel Chinese outside?" And I said, "What the fuck is that supposed to mean?" And he's like, "You know, when it's a steamy, like a Chinese wok, you have a sticky rice and a vegetable." And I just thought, God damn it, my fucking brain is racist. So racist. So I continue riding the bicycle, and I come to a hill. And so I'm riding the bicycle up a hill. And you remember as a kid, when you start to ride the bike up, like, you get, like, halfway up the hill, and then you're like, "Oh, it's fucking, I can't make it." So you hop off the bike and start walking, and then you're pushing the bike up the hill. And I just remember, like, in the dream, there was a lot of effort involved, and it was incredibly difficult to push this bike. I was pushing so hard that I shit my pants. So luckily, I didn't shit my pants in real life, but in the dream, three turds, like, rolled out of my shorts and started rolling down the hill. So I was like, "Oh, fuck." I made it over the hill, and I looked for a public bathroom, and there was, like, a Kaibo off to the right. So I go ahead, and I walk over to the Kaibo, and once I go inside, then it's, like, a full-fledged bathroom with there's no toilets, but there's a lot of sinks, and the floor is made, like, of a trampoline. So I'm looking for somewhere to go to the bathroom and, like, wipe my asshole, and women come into the bathroom, and I'm like, "Hey, ladies, you can't be in here." And they're like, "Oh, we're in here now." And so it turns into, like, a conflict, but then we start kind of, like, wrestle fighting. So I'm taking these attractive girls, women, and they're coming in, and they're, like, wrestling me. And so I'm tickling them, and it kind of turns into, like, a sex dream. I'm tickling them, and we're fighting, and we're kind of rolling around. And then, so then I say to them, like, "All right, you guys want to fuck?" and then they're like, "Yeah, we do." And they start peeling their clothes off. And right then I wake up, and I was like, "Oh, I fucking hate you, brain. Like, why would you do this to me, brain?" So you know, in a dream, when you're having a real good dream, you wake up, and then you try to go back to that same point in the dream. So I tried really hard to go back to sleep, fall back asleep, but it wasn't happening. And I'm like, God damn it. My brain is so fucking racist and gay. Hey, time to roast the news. First up story, a Florida boy hauls in a 50 caliber Barrett sniper rifle on a fishing trip. And this brings me to my second story. Fish sex sounds like machine guns. Scientists in Mexico have recorded 1.5 million mating, and they say it's the loudest sound ever to have been recorded by an underwater animal. Apparently, fish dicks are underwater guns. An Ohio family sues the health clinic for allegedly impregnating the mom with a stranger's sperm. The Ohio couple is suing the doctor, claiming he wrongfully misinseminated the wife with a stranger's sperm. And the family did not discover this until years later. Stranger's sperm? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that doctor had that plan all along. A man who allegedly stole hundreds of unpublished books and manuscripts now faces charges. He impersonated people in the book publishing industry, stealing unpublished manuscripts and notes, including a Pulitzer Prize winner. Who the fuck reads books anymore? More like if someone stole your TikTok dance, then I bet you'd be real fucking pissed off. A shepherd in Germany arranged her animals into a syringe to encourage vaccinations. She moved 700 sheep and goats into position to make a 300-foot syringe. Yeah, seems about right. All the sheeple get in the shot. Wink, wink. A man who said, "Let's go, Brandon," to Biden on Christmas Eve says he was only joking. He's being attacked for utilizing his freedom of speech. Okay, so I bet you $100 Biden didn't even know what the hell this guy was saying. Biden doesn't even know what the fuck he's saying. An 11-year-old boy from Oklahoma is being honored for his heroism after he saved a choking classmate and rescued a woman from a house fire in one day. Okay, now all he needs to do is choke a woman, and then he'll be my hero. A pair of mushroom foragers hit the jackpot in California's Humboldt County. This couple pulled in more than 200 pounds of mushrooms. Depending on what kind of mushrooms we're talking about here, they're either going to get really high or genital warts.
Penis.
A Thai chain's cannabis pizza is trendy, but it won't get you high. The crazy happy pizza is under the radar as the product is topped with a cannabis leaf. Okay, so now here's where they really fucked up. There's almost like an infinity loop going on. See, you get the munchies, so then you eat the pizza, but then the pizza gets you high, so then you get the munchies. What the fuck, Thai people? Okay, Canada taps into its strategic reserves to deal with the massive shortage of maple syrup. While high gas prices have pushed Biden to tap into strategic oil reserves, America's neighbor to the north is also dealing with a shortage of another so-called liquid gold. So they're complaining about losing maple syrup. Like, hey there, goddamn Canadians, don't you know? We're straight up getting the syrup from your tree, you hoser. All right, that's a terrible fucking accent. Hundreds injured after storms ruse scorpions in Egypt. The city of Aswan has been dealing with the influx of scorpions and snakes thanks to a recent rash of heavy storms disturbing their hiding places. Okay, so how much you want to bet? This sounds like the Tide Pod challenge all over again. We're going to have like a bunch of stupid fucking teenagers go over there, TikToking themselves, getting stung by scorpions and snakes. All right, everybody, let's do the retard challenge. And last story, a Tongan man says he swam for more than 24 hours after a tsunami swept him out to sea. Social media users hearing this story are calling him the real-life Aquaman. He sounds incredibly lucky. He totally would have been dead if he got shot with a fish dick. Ka-chow.
Hey, everybody, I just wanted to say thanks for listening. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google, throw me a rating for 5 stars, because you know I'm worth it. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the fuck are you doing? Touch my penis. I am selling t-shirts to cover up your nipples, as well as pint glasses to get you drunk. Check out the merch at the link down below. Also, you can hit the support button on Spotify to buy me a beer, because I hate my fucking liver. All right, later, masturbators.